views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. And I just wanted everybody to know that if you go to ArtieHoffman.com, you'll be able to see some YouTubes that I got going on up there, and there's going to be some new ones going up next week. And plus, I want you to check out the Facebook as well, and send me your likes. That would be so cool. So if you want to see what the face looks like behind the voice, just go to ArtieHoffman.com, or you can call me at 877-ANGEL-02 if you would like to get a private reading from myself or have a party with myself and or Sky. We could do a dual double banger for you.
Oh, that's so much fun, guys. You get so much information.
And Sky, your phone number?
908-500-1474.
And right now we have a beautiful person all the way from New Jersey. Her name's Carol.
Hi, Carol. Carol.
Hi, Artie. Hi, Sky. Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank you, sweetheart. Blessed New Year to you. And I see really good things happening for you this coming year.
Thank you. I'm open to, like, any messages from spirit regards to that.
Well, I'm seeing that you're going to new opportunities are opening up for you.
Yes.
Have they started
yet? They're in the process, actually.
Okay, great. Because you're really bubbling over with that that spiritual I don't know, what would you call it? Overflow.
What I'm picking up on to build up your pizzazz with inside yourself, start going shopping for yourself. Literally, start going, you know, to buy yourself clothes that make you feel like $1 million. How you want to feel, start dressing that, not for the public, but for yourself.
I feel Artie's 100% right on that. I think you, do too much for others
you're
and
so
not enough
target.
For yourself. I feel as though you put yourself last all the time.
That's true. Well, that was true. Not anymore.
Good.
Good. Go out and buy some Victoria's Secret for yourself.
Are you thinking of purchasing, making a large purchase?
Probably at some point this year for a new home, because I'm just visiting here.
A new house?
I'm visiting New Jersey, and I'm possibly, at some point, maybe later, next couple months.
I see that for you. And also, be very cautious of your realtor. I want you to do your homework. And sometimes you can be a little lax on that. I want you to look at the comps in the neighborhood and find out what has sold, not what it's worth, but what has actually been the bottom line of the sale of the houses in your neighborhood, because sometimes it gets a little confusing. A realtor will tell you your house, this new house you're going into, is worth $500,000. However, the homes in the area are only selling for $425,000 or $400,000.
Right.
So basically, that is what your house is worth. So I want you to do some homework on that for your own peace of mind, and so that you don't get a raw deal.
Also, it would be very beneficial for you if you started to sage. All right. I'm feeling a heaviness around your home. And I feel like if you started
I'm staying with some family members here in New Jersey. So, yes, I was thinking about saging. this morning, actually.
Do it.
It would be very beneficial for you, Carol, if you sage the place. Also, you want to know something. I want you to also walk around the perimeters. Walk around the perimeters of the property with sea salt. And I want you to say a blessing and a prayer to God and to your spirit guides, to the angels.
Hey, Michael.
And for protection upon yourself, upon the grounds, and also for your career. And I want you to feel really connected and allow yourself to do this late at night or extremely early in the morning before everybody else in the world wakes up. Just so that you have that that connection with just you and that spirit.
Are you feeling lonely, Carol?
No, I'm just, you know, I sold the house in Florida. I'm visiting here and I'm just getting ready in a couple of days to shoot out to New Mexico. So.
Oh, nice. You know, when I say lonely, you could be in a crowd of people or you could be with your family, but there's just something that makes you feel a little bit isolated and a little bit sad inside. And I'm feeling as though, and I'm not wrong. I just feel as though I'm not wrong that you're feeling a little bit, how shall I say it? A little bit, I wouldn't say tremendously sad, but a little bit of a void. In your like feeling a little bit isolated.
Well, she's strongly on her.
I'm going to be missing my friends. I've reconnected with my friends. I've been away from them for a long time.
Oh, that's great.
Wonderful.
You just reminded me. Last Friday, I got together with friends who I haven't seen in like 15 to 25 years.
Oh,
and we,
nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we were playing poker and it was so much fun, so much fun. And when I tell you, time flew in a blink. We were together from 8 at night to 1:30 in the morning and I was the surprise guest. Nobody knew that I was coming except for my one friend who told me about this party, this card game. And when I tell you, I had the best time and the night flew and we were laughing and we were yelling and we were joking and busting chops. And it was just really, really cool. I just thoroughly loved it. And so many beautiful memories came back and it was just cool. But, you know, it's funny. You have this Back to the Future culture shock that you're looking at your friends like years later.
Yeah.
It's like you remember when they were like super skinny or, you know, some don't have hair and hair. And,
wrinkles.
You know,
I know exactly what I'm thinking of how to explain it to you. It's like bittersweet. Like you're feeling like a bittersweet.
Yes, it is. It's been bittersweet because I haven't been back in 9 years.
Yeah.
Wow, that's going to be fantastic.
I'm so happy for you. Yeah. But that's what I was trying to explain. Remember I said I didn't know quite how to explain it, but the angels took care of that. And they said it's like she's feeling a bittersweet.
You want to know something? You're going to end up living in a home that is very historic. I see you living. You're going to end up living in a home. I don't know how soon it's going to be, but you're going to end up living in a home that was built way, way back when. Like early 1900s, late 1800s, like way, way, way back when, and filled with lots and lots of character. And you're going to know that this is your home the moment you walk into it.
Perfect.
Now, listen, do you have a car?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm feeling as though there's going to be a car that you're driving in that's going to have rear end problems. Or muffler problems, or something with the rear end, and you need to get that checked out before we have any big storms.
Right.
I'm just feeling that there's something that'd be wrong with the rear end, something underneath towards the rear end. I don't know. I'm not really good with cars, but there's something like in the center of the car towards the rear end. You should have checked out.
My brother's older vehicle has problems like that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what she's picking up on. Yeah.
Carol, is there a specific question? Because in about a minute, we have to go to break.
Okay.
Is there a specific question that you would like to quickly ask us?
Where will I meet, like, a wonderful soulmate? Will he, like, through my travels in New Mexico or through work?
I believe it's going to be on a dating site. I know I say that a lot, but you know what? In your case, I truly believe that they're telling me that you're going to be able to screen the person that you like and have opportunities to deal with many people before you actually find that soulmate. And I feel that the places that you're going to are not adequate enough to find him. And I believe truly and very strongly, my angels are really like rooting that you are definitely going to find this person on a dating site. And it's not going to be for a while. You're going to be dating, but by the time you find your true soulmate, and you will on a dating site, right, and it's going to be for by accident, basically.
Wait, how can it be by accident if she's going on a dating site?
I'm going to tell you why, because she doesn't really, she's going to see this guy and she's going to say, nah, I don't want to do it. And then she's going to go ahead and do it anyway. Mm. And I believe that you're going to find your soulmate like that. And it's going to be an amazing life for you.
Hey, Carol, are you you're the Carol that's connected with Alona?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Well, listen, you want to, I want you to email me, and I will try to zero in on other aspects of your life, but we do have to cut out right now.
Have a wonderful time. Thank you for a beautiful show. Thank you to all your listeners.
You have the sweetest voice. You really do. You have an incredible, beautiful, sweet voice.
I want to thank you so much for calling in, honey.
Angel blessings to you both.
I love to you and Alona.
Absolutely.
All right.
You want to call me.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
All right.
You too.
All right, everybody. This is Artie and Sky. You're with the dynamic duo of Angels and Answers. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named...
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Angels and Answers with Audie Hoffman and the delightful Sky Siegel. How do you like that?
Absolutely, she's delightful. You better believe it.
Well, I want to give you our numbers first for the studio so we can have some more callers. The number is 800-930-2819, and my number is 908-500-1474 if you would like a reading with me, and we could do it either face-to-face or on the telephone. Doesn't matter. We can connect any which way. And please go to my website. It's skyofangels.com. And Artie, what about you?
Call me at 1-900. Ooh, baby, baby. No, I'm just kidding. 877-ANGEL-02. Check out my Facebook and my YouTubes and like the living hell out of it. Also check out ArtieHoffman.com and you'll see the face behind the voice. So
it's a lovely face, guys. And I'm going to be doing some YouTube also very soon.
You better be.
Oh, yeah.
They're expecting to see it. Yeah. They're expecting to see Sky herself on YouTube.
I'm going to be doing it very shortly.
She's going to be the overnight sensation on the YouTube.
I don't know about all that, but I know I have some really important facts I'd like to share with all of you guys. And I know it's at a good time in your lives where it's going to mean something. So I'm excited about that. Did you do any new ones?
It is exciting. I did 7 of them.
Already?
All in one day.
Wow.
Yeah, we did. We shot. Well, what he does is, you know, Paul, the mastermind that he is.
Yes, he's a sweetie.
He shoots like, you know, a bunch of them. You know, we do a lot of filming in one day.
Yeah.
And then he releases them once a week, once or twice a week and stuff. And he showed me the first one. And it was, I was like, I'm like jumping out of the skin. It's just so
good.
So professional. So good. Yeah.
So what was the topic?
What's that? What? You know what? I did so many topics. Actually, it was what the intentions were as me being a psychic and a medium. My intentions, that was the first one. My intentions as a medium and a psychic. Because, you know, a lot of people think that what we do, who are religious, the Bible Belt,
please.
Think that we're the devil.
I know. How can that be
know?
So?
So I, you know, and I always tell people, you know, with all the people that we've helped, you know, emotionally, physically, I said, how can it be a bad thing? I said, if you're saying that the devil is the one who is behind all this, I said, I have to shake his hand because, you know, he's really helped me a lot.
Well, people don't understand that. Also in the Bible, you know, God said that there are going to be people out there who will be able to connect with his word and pass it along, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, I take that as an insult because what I do, I love God more than I love anything in this creation. And I think he's my father, he's my brother, he's my sister, he's everything. And I feel as though somebody that loves God that much cannot be doing a mistake.
Well, what it is that people fear what they don't understand.
Yes.
You know, and they take a lot of things of the Bible that was written by man. They take it very literally.
Oh, terribly.
You know, and so, you know, and it's really a lot of it's not true spiritual based. It's just literally created by man. It's based, a lot of it's based on control. I appreciate the stories of the Bible.
I do. When it explains
about the stories of what has happened and who did what, who's the good guy, who's the bad guy, what their intentions were. And like I said, it's all what your intentions are behind your actions. And it's the same thing with religions. You know, it makes no difference what religion you follow, so long as you have that love in your heart and you believe in God and whatever works for you. I don't believe that there's one religion better than the other. You know, if you follow it through Jesus, great. And if you follow it through Judaism, great. And if you're Buddha or Hindu or whatever, that's great. If it resonates with you in your heart and you could connect to God, then that is the perfect religion for you. And don't allow anybody to take you, you know, to teach you anything different.
I agree.
You know, and what I do is when I do listen to other perspectives from other religions that I like, you know, I take bits and pieces of it and I incorporate it with my own understanding, my spirituality. And not that I follow or agree with everything that they say as a religion, but, you know, I take bits and pieces of what I appreciate and allow myself to grow with that. But like I said, what probably amazes me the most about what it is that I do, what we do, what I do, is that I'm able to give such really good therapeutic answers to people and to give medical advice when I did not go to college.
Right. I know. And how could that be not divine?
And it's so divinely guided.
Yes.
You know, and people, you know, there are angels on earth, and and we also act as angels. We ourselves, meaning you, the ones who are listening, because a lot of times you'll be at the right place at the right time to save somebody else.
Absolutely.
Or to help somebody else, and without you even consciously being aware of it. And a perfect example is this. My father, after my mom passed away, my father took a lot of pills. He was very depressed. He took a lot of pills. I don't know if he did it because he was just – if he was suicidal or if he was just being stupid about it. I don't know.
Or maybe he lost track.
Or he lost track. But he was just – you know, he's just not all together with that. So he was in the house by himself, and he took a lot of pills. And then somebody went to try to call him, and he wasn't answering, and they got a little concerned. They called my brother. My brother calls my father. My father is like, well, blah, blah. You know, he's talking all weird and not making sense at all. He wasn't sounding himself. And so it just so happens. Oh, the reason why my brother found out is because my cousin, who usually calls him once a month, hasn't spoken to him in a few months. And she happened to call him at the moment.
When she was an angel thing.
Right. She called my father at the moment when he took all those pills and he was literally lying on the carpet on the ground in front of the door. And she's the one. That's right. Now I have a perfect recall. And she called my brother and she goes, I think you need to go see your father really quick because he does not sound right at all. And I don't know if he took too many pills or whatever, but he doesn't sound right at all. So my brother went down and he flew down. Well, when I say flew, I mean driving fast to get to my father's house. And he's knocking on the door and my father's not answering and he's yelling and my father's still not answering. So thank God he found the hidden key and he got in and my father's body was lying at the front of the door.
Oh, my gosh.
And my brother had a hard time pushing in the door because my father's weight.
Yeah.
And so long story short, he ended up, you know, being there for my dad. They brought him to the hospital. They pumped his stomach. They did what they had to do. And like I said, so, you know, God and the angels work in strange ways.
Oh, yes.
And so all of a sudden you'll think of somebody. I mean, I can't tell you how many times when all of a sudden I'll send a beautiful thought or a message or just whatever to somebody randomly. And they say, oh, my God, Artie, you just sent it. Like, you must be psychic because you just sent it at the most perfect time.
Well, it's
time.
True. God does put a lot of angels here who are human. He really does.
Yeah. And he sends you he sends you messages.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you're thinking about somebody out of right field.
Right.
And don't deny that. All right. So if you're thinking of somebody or a situation randomly just out of left field, why am I thinking like that? Or why, you know?
There's a reason.
Yeah. You want to know something? Give that person a call or send them a beautiful thought or whatever. But just do something because that's the angels. That's God using you as an angel on behalf of somebody else, being at the right place at the right time.
I agree with that 100%. It's happened to me too a lot of times in my life, and I'm grateful, very grateful. And believe it or not, there have been people who have done that to me when I was just so depressed and I really needed to talk to somebody. I just talked to a friend, and somebody would call me out of the clear blue sky, and it would be just amazing how they would lift my spirits, honestly.
Mm. the right place at the right time. It's there like are us. No mistakes.
It's like us. I was in the right place at the right time.
Oh, yeah, when things happen, yeah.
When things happen.
Yeah, and one of something, I was just ready to go in to do readings at the Compass Massage in Ocean City, which I will be there February 3rd. I forgot to tell everybody who's listening. I will be at Compass Massage in Ocean City randomly reading for people. So if you want to... just check out Compass Massage in Ocean City and make an appointment if you want to meet me, if you're down way, 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 way South Jersey. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So anyway, so I was ready to go into Compass and the phone rang and it was you. And I normally don't answer because it's like I had a bunch of stuff to do.
I was told that you would not answer the phone.
Shut up.
I was told that you would take my name and number on your audio thing. You call that? Your
voice box, yeah.
And that you would call me in a day or so. And that's what I was expecting. I never expected you to pick it up on like the second ring. Never.
Yeah, believe me. Because I was just gathering my stuff in the car.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go inside. And then the phone rang and I just said, all right, all right, I'll take this for a minute. And then lo and behold, there I am, Bolling. Here we are.
Hi.
All right. Listen, God, these 15-minute segments go by really fast.
I can't believe it either.
It goes by really, really fast.
I really missed you guys last week. I felt like I was robbed.
Aw.
I really did. I missed you, too. I really did.
I love you. I know. All right, everybody. Stick around because Artie and Sky, the Angels and Answer dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked in.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
That was my brother-in-law's
Mr.
dance with his mother.
Mac the knife. I love all that music. You want to know something? The other day, I want everybody. I promise you, you are going to love what I'm about to recommend to you. I want you to Google Vince Gill and Carrie Underwood. Yeah, Carrie Underwood. Underwear. I'd love to see her underwear. No, Carrie Underwood and Vince Gill, Art Thou. What's that song called? Something Art Thou?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's a duo. It's a beautiful spiritual song. How Art Thou or something like that. Well, trust me, it will come up. Vince Gill and Carrie Underwood. And they did it at some kind of awards. Well, I was so impressed and it touched me so deeply.
Really?
I kept on listening to it over and over again. And Carrie Underwood, her voice is 100% pure, flawless. I'm not even saying 99.9%.
She has a beautiful voice.
She is 100% flawless. And Vince Gill with his guitar playing, I mean, he went in perfect harmony with her voice. How Great Art Thou, I think it's called. And I promise you, if this song does not touch your soul, then you cannot be living. You cannot be physically alive. It is that beautiful. And then there's that song by Whitney Houston when she sings the Star Spangled Banner, which is just breathtaking. Yeah. You know, because when you Google these songs, it leads you into other songs that are very much so like that.
Yes.
But and then there's songs from Bryan Adams.
Oh, I love him.
And Bryan Adams, when he sings that raspy voice, you know, when I listen to Michael Bolton, I could take his songs only for so long because, I mean, he's so powerful and so raspy.
Yeah.
And I love listening to like two or three songs. And after that, it's like, all right. You know, it's like he has that cry in his voice.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's amazing. I wish I had his voice. Don't get me wrong. But Vince Gill and Bryan Adams, Everything I Do For You.
Oh, yeah.
And do you really love, you know, How to Love a Woman?
Mm-hmm.
When You Really Love a Woman. Ba-da-da. I mean, it's just.
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
And I finally found someone when he sings with Bryan Adams and Barbara Streisand. I finally found someone. Let me tell you something. I go into a different euphoria. I go into a different galaxy when I listen to these songs. And if I'm interrupted, I get pissed. I get angry.
Yeah.
If I get interrupted while I'm in that zone, I don't want to be bothered.
I don't blame you.
Oh, my God.
I have a surprise for you.
What?
I brought to work with us today a video of the wedding, and you and Charity are like center stage. What beautiful video. You
really?
And Charity on the dance floor, absolutely the most stunning couple. And there's a lot of footage of you guys.
Really?
Yes.
Are you guys that desperate?
No, and it was beautiful.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. You guys look like you were like.
You want to know something? I got
like movie stars.
I always tell Charity she is extreme. The camera loves her. And she goes, no. She is very picturesque.
Very
she is.
Photogenic.
She very that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. Very photogenic she is. And when she smiles, she has a very beautiful smile.
And
she
not
does.
Only that, your body language is beautiful.
Really?
Yes. You look stunning, the both of you.
I'm going to have to take
and
a look at this.
Also,
I got to take a look.
Oh, it's amazing.
She's going to want to look at
and
this.
And I also loved the part when everybody was doing the that Jewish dance with the legs.
Oh, Hava Nagila and stuff like
no,
that?
The other one where you were kicking out, going down, kicking out.
That wasn't, I thought that was Hava Nagila.
Was it probably? Yeah.
Oh, wait, did he play that?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it was.
You guys went in a circle?
I think that's the only time I do that type of thing.
Oh, you were amazing.
Yeah, no, it was just all right. You know why? Because my legs were hurting. I usually do it a lot longer.
Yeah.
But, you know, my legs give out really easy. So I went back to the gym this week, and I feel much, much better being at the gym, getting my cardio going and stuff like that. But, yeah, no, the wedding was beautiful. We had a great time.
You guys were amazing.
I had fun with everybody at the table.
Yeah.
It was. We had a great, the food was phenomenal.
Thank you.
It was really good. You look gorgeous.
Thank
you. You
nice.
Did. You look very
I
nice.
I look like a baby hippo.
I never saw, it's like, it was so interesting to see you like fully dressed up.
I know.
And see, you know, your husband Richie totally looks like Marlon Brando. I'm looking at him. He has a side profile. I'm looking at him. I almost went up to ask him for his autograph.
Everybody tells me he looks like Marlon Brando.
From the side. It's unbelievable.
Or he gets three. He gets Jack Nicholson. When he combs his hair a special way.
Really? Because, I don't see that. But he'd have to comb his hair a certain way for me to appreciate it because I don't see it.
He gets Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. He was dead on. I was like, I'm looking at him. I go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I've seen him umpteen times. And then all of a sudden, I look at him. He's dressed up. He's going, I was waiting for him to talk with that raspy voice.
Yeah, everybody tells him he looks like Marlon Brando.
And who's the other one?
The other one is, what's his name? Oh, the one who plays in The Fockers.
Yeah. Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
What the hell?
He plays in all the gangster movies.
Robert De Niro.
Yes. Yes.
He Robert looks like De Niro. Robert.
If you see Robert De Niro and you see my husband, you swear it's a dead ringer.
I'd have to see it. No, yeah. Marlon Brando's a dead ringer. Robert, I could say, you know, maybe similar a little bit. I'm trying to picture that in my mind. I'm having a hard time with it. But Marlon Brando, oh, my God, I couldn't believe
it. He does. When he was skinny, not so fat.
Oh. Which one are we talking about?
Marlon. Marlon Brando gains a lot of weight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen him. He hasn't invited me to any parties lately, so I don't know.
He's dead.
Oh, really? That's why he hasn't invited me. Well, he shouldn't visit me. He can visit us. You know, it's funny. You know, I was busted with one of my friends and says, Artie, how do I do what you do? How do I become a medium? How do I see dead people? I said, well, when you pass away, I said, you'll see all the dead people you want. You'll probably be better than me at it.
I don't even know if you could actually.
How do I know when I, you know, how can I see dead
people? Do you actually think that you could learn this or you have to actually have it from birth and you didn't know?
No, you could definitely learn. I teach this stuff.
But I'm sure
I teach
people
this
you
stuff,
teach.
And it's exciting. It's exciting.
Yes, but I'm sure
I mean, I teach at a beginner's and a novice level, which I'll be teaching, you know, within the next couple of weeks. Oh, before February, within the time of February, you and I will be doing a gallery. We'll be doing a show.
Oh, nice.
We're going to go back to Plainsboro.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I just got to give her a call and set up the date.
Great.
Very good. That'll be good.
There's something else I wanted to tell with this teaching.
Yes.
I'd like to get into teaching too.
Okay.
Because
this is something you have to develop your niche. You have to develop a niche as far as to be able to teach. I mean, when I tell people, when people come to see me to learn how to do what we do, I tell people, I want you to be wrong. I want you to screw up. The reason why I tell people it's okay to fall off the bike is because I don't want you to put any pressure on yourself. As soon as you put pressure on yourself
that
you have to be right, that's when you're screwed up. I said, I want you to be so wrong. All I want you to do is just tell me your gut, open up. The person who impressed me the most, I mean, blew me away, who never did this before and turned out to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. He came to one of my classes, was my brother Marty.
I heard that on your last week's show.
Yeah, he blew me away. I mean, he's black.
I wanted to learn.
Yeah, he's black. Well, you meet him. It's like meeting Billy Crystal.
I love him.
Marty is like black and white, and you know he's got a great sense of humor. He's an accountant. Everything is practical. Everything, you know, he has to see it to believe it type of thing. You know, he tries to have an open mind. He does have kind of an open mind, but yet still he's still stuck
too
in
analytical.
Very analytical. That's the word I'm looking for. And so he came and I was like shocked when I saw his face come to my friend's house where I was doing it. And so I was telling everybody what to do. And I said, it's okay if you're wrong. I want you to be wrong. I don't want you to feel like you have to. Just express your feelings and just whatever images come into you, just share it. I don't care how stupid it sounds. Just say it. I said, just be playful and just say it. And my brother was so dead on with accurate stuff. And with this one girl that he was reading, he told her that she has three kids. He says, that's true. He says, and you have two daughters and a son. She goes, that's true. And two of the kids are going to college and one is not and doesn't want to. She goes, that's true. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Did you get jealous?
I said that to him. I said, Marty, I'm getting jealous. I said, I'm getting really jealous.
You don't think that could be something in your family line, in your DNA?
Who knows? It could be. But Marty just goes, I just got lucky. But you want to know something? What he did, that's what happened to me the very first time I did it. And I was shocked.
Yeah.
Totally shocked that I was able to do something like this. And it's like, wow, you know, I was 27 and here he was at the time when he did it for the very first time. He was like 57. And the first time he ever even attempted, you know.
Wow.
So I was extremely proud. I was more proud than jealous, you know.
Yeah.
Playfully,
yeah,
I'll say I was jealous, but you know,
we're never jealous of the loved ones.
No, I was just so excited for him, and I was like, I really was. I was just so excited. And I'm telling you guys who are listening, you could do it, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a whole different aspect of life. It really is.
It's lovely. It really is. And you know what's the best thing about it is to know you are connecting with the other side, and know that there's another place we go, and there's no doubt. It's like so, and it hurts me to see people who are so on the fence about, do we really go someplace where we die, or we just rot away and we are no longer. I says, oh no, you're crazy. But right now, folks, we are going to go to a break, and then we'll be right back, and we're going to hope that somebody calls us, because we are on a roll tonight, guys.
Yeah, that's okay. We only have a few more minutes afterwards. So, and if you want to just listen to us talk about life, that's perfectly fine too. Not a problem. So stick around, everybody, because Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo of Angels and Answers, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then... Welcome back, folks, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And I just want to put out there, today is my daughter's birthday, my daughter Tracy.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Yes. She is actually my daughter-in-law, but actually she's my daughter.
She's my daughter.
She's my
Everyone
daughter.
Is your brother. Everyone is your father.
No, let
my
me tell
son,
you.
My daughter, my brother.
Well, I have a lot of adopted children who have adopted me, and I have adopted them. Because you know me. And when I when I see a kid struggling and I know that I can help them, even if it's just for moral support the rest of their lives, I am there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't give up. I don't give up on anybody. And with my daughter, Tracy, she married my son. And living with her now and the children, I know why my son loved her beyond love. Because I love her beyond love. I couldn't love her more if I gave birth to the girl.
If anybody cooked and cleaned for me, I'd love her too.
Yeah, but she doesn't do that.
We're reaching here. I'm trying to help you here.
You know what? You know what she gives me? She gives me love. She gives me moral support. She's my confidant. She is my
best friend. She takes care of the grandkids.
Well, we both take care of the grandkids. When she can't, I do. And when I can't, she does.
Your grandkids.
Yeah. And you know what? There's never a struggle. She never tells me not to do what I do. She never interferes with me and the children. Whatever I do, whatever I say, it's absolutely fine with her because she knows how much I adore them. And their best interest is always is paramount. So she's never had the opportunity to say, oh, don't talk to my kids like that, or don't say that, or don't punish them, or don't do this, or don't do that. Never.
Yeah, because you always have everything at the best.
Oh, yeah.
You know, best at heart.
Best interest. And she's a loving girl, and today's her birthday, and I want to congratulate her.
Happy birthday.
She's a strong woman to have gone what she had gone through at 26 years old. I don't think I could have been quite that strong. God
bless
her.
Oh, you've gone through an awful lot.
But she lost her husband with two babies. And you know what? There's nothing worse than that. You know, you could bounce back financially from things. And, you know, money means nothing.
It's a tough road.
Yeah, money means nothing. But this is really something that means a lot. And I love you, Tracy. And if you're listening, you are my daughter. There's no question. And I love you so much. God bless you.
And you're not my daughter, but I still love you anyway.
Right. She is. She loves Audie. She loves Audie. And my granddaughter is in love with you. Are you Mia?
Oh,
Forget it.
Yeah, we're going to France together. I already told Charity we're going to France together, her and I.
I swear to God, when my granddaughter becomes 24 years old, you'll be an old, dirty man. I'm sure you'll marry her.
Hopefully she'll wait for me. I'm telling you, I'll even be a good catch then.
She is such a, God bless her, poo-poo. She's the most beautiful child. Isn't she gorgeous?
Yeah, she is. She really is.
Yeah.
She really is. I mean, when I tell you Charity loves your grandkids, when we were at the wedding and she and Charity just kept on looking at them, it's like they're mature, they're fun, they're sweet. It's like, yeah, and they're kids at the same time and they got both sides of them.
I know.
They have that playfulness, they have that stupidity, and they have that maturity.
Yeah.
They have it, like, they literally are the whole package and spiritual. And Charity goes, I couldn't ask for anything more. And that's what she was asking. And that's why.
Let me ask you something. Did my daughter daughter, my granddaughter give charity a reading?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. Because my granddaughter is also blessed with this gift. And, you know, we're going back and forth, and I'm teaching her a few things, and she's telling me a few things, scenarios and things. And she had gone to school one day, and she comes across to me, and she says, Nanny, because they call me Nanny. She says, Nanny, you know what I did today? So I says, what, Mia? She says, at lunchtime, I had all my friends sit around the table, and I gave them all readings. I almost fell on the floor. I says, oh, no. She says, what? Did I do something bad? I says, no, sweetheart. But sometimes grown-ups don't understand. Children are so open and so loving. She says, but Nanny, I was 100% right on everything that you know. She says, I was 100, and all of my friends were so happy. And she says, they said, how do you do that, Mia? She says, it's a gift. she's like 11 going on 108. Right?
Yeah. She is maturity at such a very high level.
Yeah.
She is. She's just, you know, it's almost like Michael Jackson having so much soul and spirit at like four or five years old.
Yeah.
And he's able to sing these songs and belt it out. You see these younger kids that are able to have, like, how do you sing like that?
Right.
You know, not just the words, but your spirit and your voice.
Motion.
It's like, whoa. It's like, you are far beyond your years. And that's the way she is with her spiritual gift.
I know.
Yeah. No, she's a joy to be around. Both your kids, both the grandkids are. They really are.
Yes.
I enjoy both of them just as much.
Thank you so much.
A lot of fun.
And they love you equally.
I know. I know.
And charity.
I know. But you want to know something? This is where tough love comes in. You know, with unconditional love also comes tough love. And when your kids are working against you and you're still needing to be the stronger of the person and to show maturity, some parents lose it, you know, because they can't take it anymore.
Right.
But you have to understand that you've conditioned your kids to be a certain way. And when I look at And I think like this. When I see a beautiful baby just starting off with life, and then as they start to get into toddler stage and as they start to grow up, I only want them to stay in that playful, innocent, beautiful stage. How they started off, it's a clean slate, and they're filled with pure, unconditional love, like a puppy, like a dog.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden society takes over and they ruin everything.
I know.
Not all the time. There's a few blessed families where the parents got it right and they raised their kids to be unbelievable. And it just kills me to see how kids could be so mean to one another. And then you take the innocence of some of these kids that when all of a sudden they're exposed to the outdoor public and they're not used to all this viciousness and this meanness and this bulliness and these name calling. And, you know, and it's like, why are they like it? And it's like they're so vulnerable. And it's like my heart cries for them.
Yes.
And I just have so much compassion. So I really hope that there is a big campaign against 0% tolerance for bullies.
Absolutely.
You know,
but also it's a lot has to do with the parent. If you're a parent that allows your child to come to you with anything, any problem, it could be good, it could be bad, it could be something terrible that they've done. I have told my grandchildren, along with my children, that there's nothing that you are going to do that I haven't done already. And I will never judge you. And with that, I was able to raise honest, pure kids who, even when they did get in trouble, they came to me and told me. And we would discuss it and think about it and fix it.
Yeah, it's about being able to be open with your kids that when they tell you the truth, you don't attack them.
Right.
If they are telling you the truth and it's not what you want to hear, you don't
you have
put
to
them
bite
in.
Bite your tongue.
Bite your tongue and just give them credit for at least being honest with you and then learn to deal with it. And right here, right now, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you with lots of prosperity, with lots of love, health, and happiness. May God and the angels grant all your wishes to come true.
And may your next week ahead of you be filled with joys and blessings. And don't forget, guys, always give somebody a blessing. It's actually a blessing for you.
Right. Reach out to somebody. Let them know that you love them.
Right.
Until next week, everybody, you take care. Goodbye now.
Love you.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyeOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyeOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.